Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show.
We don't just cover the culture. We don't just commentate about it, but we get personal about it. So, love is in the air. There's a lot of people talking about Valentine's Day and the coverage of it. But we getting personal about it because there's an opportunity for us to figure out who are the loved ones in our life. How close are we to them? How do we want to show them love? Not just the romantic ones, but also our friendships, our work relationships, our family. And so I found this interesting article saying that you can develop closeness by being vulnerable and sharing with someone, even if you've only just met them, in something called the 36 questions that lead to love. And then shout out to Ashley Arthur, who, when I posted about this, she made a comment that said, I did this with one of my girlfriends when we had nothing to do one night, and it absolutely worked, even beyond romantic relationships. And Ashley was making a point that sharing, getting to know someone deeply, especially when you first meet them, is an opportunity to see whether or not you're a good fit. How many of us out here are saying stuff like, I gotta run this side hustle all by myself because I can't find somebody to trust to be my partner? Or these people at work get on my nerves, it's so frustrating, I just don't think that we're a good fit being on this team together. But wouldn't it have been nice to know that sooner rather than later? So maybe this thing isn't just for romantic relationships. And so we're testing it out today because just me and you, getting personal. We're answering the 36 questions of love together. And just so we can get to know each other better, establish a new level of closeness. And so I've just been randomly picking from the 36 questions from set one. We talked about, do you have a secret hunch of how you will die? And shout out to Don and Nicole for answering. Then we also talked about, if you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be? And shout out to the underdogs that shared. And also we had a caller jump in and share too. And then now we're on set two. And I believe I picked question 14 was, is there something that you dreamed of doing for a long time, and why haven't you done it? And Nicole said she had dreamed of opening a community center. However, that's no longer one of her dreams. And so I would love to find out what's her current dream that she still has that she hasn't done, and why. Because in a way, Nicole, you didn't really answer the question, because it's no longer a current dream. So the why haven't you done it doesn't really matter because you don't plan to do it anymore. So what's something you still dream of doing and why haven't you done it? And then Don says he dreams of dunking the basketball in the game during Saturday morning hoops that we ball. But he said he hasn't done it because he's afraid to pull a hamstring. I'm going to call a flag on the play. Are you afraid to do it because you can pull a hamstring, or can you just no longer get above the rim? Inquiring minds want to know. Shout out to Don. We, good brother, good friend. And one of the things we love getting to do is play Saturday morning hoops with some of our fellas down in Gramercy in New York City. Balling out. Threes and hard fouls. That's how we roll. Appreciate you, Don. And I look forward to seeing this dunk because, you know, you get to make your dreams come true, man. Make it happen. Dunk on life. And shout out to Nicole. Let me know, what's the current dream you have that you still want, but you haven't gotten it yet? And that goes for you too out there listening. You can share. I dare you, 212-650-6903. Or I dare you, Facebook Live, facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. You can join in this conversation too. Let's get to know each other. Let's get personal about it. Why not? All right, I'm going to pick another question and then try to get to set three, and then we still got Black History Month and Black Panther to talk about. All right. Let's see. Let's pick one more from set two. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5 items. Okay. I'm going to share 5 positive characteristics about you. About underdogs out there who, and my people who have gone on this journey with me of the Gregory Neesmith Show. 5. And then you get to share 5 characteristics too about either me or the show. And we'll, you know, try to share up to 5. All right. 1 positive characteristic I like to share about you. And this is like to you, meaning the underdogs that go on this journey together and with me every week. 1 is your passion. What I mean by that is, whether it's Deborah from Manhattan or Barry earlier today, just when there's a topic that really touches you, I love that you call in or you comment and you let me know that it matters to you that we're talking about that particular topic at the time. And then you dig in and you share exactly how you feeling with no filter, no hold back. And so I appreciate that. Another positive characteristic about underdogs that go on this journey with me every week, I would be playfulness. So Don, with the comments about 98 and Viagra, or that he wanted to dunk the ball, but dreamed of it, but hasn't because of the hamstring. And so it's also a reminder of me about how life gets to be serious. It gets to be fun. It gets to be playful. It gets to be joyful. It gets to be hard. Like, it gets to be all those things. And so I love that there's underdogs out there that bring also the playful side of life to this journey we go on every week. Another characteristic, that's 2, I gotta get to 5. Another positive characteristic of you is your support. Like, y'all are supportive. Whether it's the comments I get after a show when someone says, oh, thank you for talking about this, or, oh, that caller was like bugging and so you still keep doing what you do. Like, just all the support that happens, not really just on the air, the stuff that happens behind the scenes, folks downloading the show or folks giving me feedback about stuff. I appreciate that. So supportiveness. And then 2 more characteristics, positive characteristics about you. Fight. Underdogs don't give up. And so I love that you all, especially some of the people who I know personally who go on this journey with us every week, like the fight in you. And you inspire me to like keep going and keep fighting. And then lastly, another positive characteristic of you that I want to share, because we're supposed to alternate sharing something we consider positive characteristics of our partner. In this case, we're partnering together doing this underdog stuff, and share 5 items. And the last one would be, if a characteristic is vulnerability. Having someone like Nicole and Don share about death, or Don sharing about wanting to know when someone would pass away so he can go spend time with them before that happens. So I appreciate you, underdogs, my people, for your vulnerability, for your sharing. I'm just always grateful of it, because I think more of it is needed. And I know I strive to do more of it too. And so you guys push me, and hopefully I can push you too, and we can be more vulnerable. And shout out to Don, because Don is a friend, and some of my folks from the Travel Fan, there's been times where I've had some stuff happen in my life, some stuff that would be embarrassing, or stuff that had me sad, or stuff that had me anxious. And to be able to talk to folks like Don and some of my friends about those things is a big deal. And so in those moments, I didn't feel alone in the world. So I appreciate the vulnerability from you, the underdogs who go on this journey every week. 1 last thing I want to wrap up to the 36 questions of love from set 2 of questions. Nicole mentioned that she doesn't really have any new dreams that aren't happening or in progress, because she has a lot of opportunities and stuff coming. So I love these questions, right? You get to learn about people. So what I'm hearing from Nicole is like the momentum is strong and things that she's dreaming of doing, she's doing. And that's awesome. I want people in my life who are doing a thing. And then I get to vibe off of some of that energy and hopefully support them to keep going and then also get inspired to keep going too. I might answer one or two more questions from the 36 questions that lead to love. Why? Because love is in the air. If it isn't love, why does it feel so bad? Make me feel so sad. Shout out to New Edition, one of my favorite bands. All right, let's go to set three. Let's get really, 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 really personal. According to the 36 questions that lead to love by psychologist Arthur Aaron, a study he did exploring intimacy between strangers that can speed up by having them answer a set of personal questions. The thought behind this is mutual vulnerability, which can lead to closeness. The questions get more personal, deeper, thicker, heavier, more vulnerable as you progress. We've been on set one and set two. Let's go to set three. Me and you, you and me, because this doesn't have to be just about love. How can me and you be better together as friends, as folks in the Underdog Stuff movement? How can you be closer with your business partner or your coworkers, family? I've learned a lot already just about two people that I know well, two of my friends, Don and Nicole, sharing some of their answers to these questions. I now have a deeper connection and closeness to knowing them both by some of their answers to these questions. So let's do it. Set number three. Let's randomly pick one from here. Let's see. Doing this on the fly. And I dare you to call in and answer one of them. If you call in at 212-650-6903, I'm going to ask you one of these questions. And I'm not going to be stingy. I'm not just going to ask you the question and I'm going to answer it too. We both going to answer it. All right. When did you last cry in front of another person or by yourself? That's question number 30. You know, these questions, can I be on a first date and ask the woman sitting across from me, tell me the last time you cried in front of another person? Shoot, I might just start crying in front of her. she might be the answer to the question. Just the fact that I'm answering all these questions so vulnerably in front of her. So, all right, Underdogs, your turn, my turn, our turn. My turn to cough, too. When did you last cry in front of another person or by yourself? When did I last cry? I think one of my last recent cries, one was business related and one was personal. I was in a relationship that had a lot of volatility in it, should I say, a lot of up and down. Like, we met and it was like instant inferno. Almost like one of those love or high levels of interest at first sight, and went from like first date to like boyfriend and girlfriend like in less than a week. And I should have known that might have been a sign of how quickly the emotions both on my end and her end could probably go up and down. But, you know, sometimes we live and we learn. And we had a lot happen. We dealt with changes in our careers. She had some things going on that were new and different for her. I was in the process of leaving my job career to become an entrepreneur. There was also an unexpected pregnancy that wasn't planned for that we made the tough decision, and then she made the final ultimate decision, and we ended up not going through with the pregnancy. And so a lot of emotion wrapped up in that. There were breakups, get back together, breakups, dealing with infidelity, dealing with seeing therapists together, like just we went through a lot. And I remember there was a moment where it seemed like it was going to be coming to an end. And I was, and she was, both very emotional, because imagine all those things have been building up towards where we were eventually get to a point where we would both choose to move on. And I remember in that moment, at least my tears were one of sadness, frustration, being hard on myself, being hard on the situation, and just thinking like, man, this seemed like it was going to be different than some of my relationships in the past. And I found myself caught up in some of the same or similar drama that I had been in before. And I remember my tears were not just for the relationship that seemed like this was finally going to be the tipping point that we were going to move on, but tears of also that I was back in the same situation again. Tears of like, man, am I ever going to get it right? Am I going to end up being alone romantically? That was probably one of the last times that I cried, and it was in front of her and she in front of me. And we both moved on since then. You know, in the end, we were both doing the best we could at the time, and we are no longer in touch, but you know, we see each other on social media, other things like that. And she seems to be doing well, and I've moved on. And, but that was probably the last time that, I cried in front of someone. And strangely enough, it had to do related to love and relationships. And it's that time of year. And so, take a quick pause because I think there's a caller on the line. Name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Barry, that was beautiful, man. This is, you know what, I was going to call about something else. Okay, but, you know, it's enough, you know, maybe I could find another space for that. What I heard from you just now, you're still there?
I'm still here.
What I heard from you just now, my brother, wow.
Yeah, what?
How does a person feel when someone else have the power to kill their child, your future, your ideals, your aspirations, motivations, dreams, and so forth, the potentials that you was willing to really give what you got, but they had the reins, and they chose to do differently. That was beautiful, my brother. And, you know, this is what we were talking about, honesty.
Yep.
When you know, do a certain inventory on oneself and bring out some honesty in order to really move forward.
Yeah.
That's the basis of a whole bunch of stuff. It's not about criticizing. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about dreaming of the past and, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's really basically about, you know, doing some introspection so that one can honestly move forward together, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah. And you say a good point that, you know, things happen, right? And so there's an opportunity when something happens, whether it's good or bad or somewhere in between. I know that what I've learned to do is go, you know what? Something broke down. What worked? What didn't? And what am I going to do differently going forward? And if I don't do that type of reflection, then all of a sudden, then what happened, like, gets lost. It gets wasted. Like, it didn't mean anything.
Right.
And so nobody's right, exactly. Perfect. But to keep going and not take those moments to reflect, that,
yes,
to me is
false.
the bad thing that happens.
Falsification.
Not that something happens.
Yes, my brother. Carry on.
Yes. So I appreciate you calling in and let me know that. And now I feel a little bit better because I felt a little naked, literally, as,
yes,
I was sharing.
No, not on my watch.
So thank you for saying that, and it helps me breathe a little better. And I'm probably even going to take a quick break just to get myself back together. But I appreciate you calling.
You help a lot of people, bro, with that one.
Thank you.
On the rebound, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, Barry. Thank you. And that was Barry from Yonkers calling in from Westchester, by the way. I used to live in Westchester. For those who may not know, some of my story is that I grew up in Philly, and I moved to the New York City area in 98. Man, it'll be 20 years that I've been in this area of the country come this September, which is crazy that I've been here. And when I first moved to the New York City area, I lived in Tarrytown and Portchester were the two places I lived in Westchester, because where I worked was in Tarrytown. I'm like, hey, I'm not from here, so I should probably try to find a place. So I had a room rental in Tarrytown for the first 5 years of my time in the New York City area. Then I eventually moved to a place in Portchester. So I know Westchester well, so shout out to YO. Some call it the sixth borough. Yonkers, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, White Plains. Shout out to all the folks who may be listening from a place that I called home. Westchester County was my home from 98 to 2012. So a lot of love for folks up there. Shout out to Yonkers, affectionately known as the sixth borough, up on the Hudson River on the west side of this area. With that, like I said, thank you, Barry, for the call and for the acknowledgement. And yeah, I mean, you know, whether folks are into these 36 questions or not, what I think they are, the intentions of it, what they are metaphorically, is, are we sharing with each other? Or are we walking around in a space of feeling like we're alone in the world because we think that our problems are only our problems, or our dreams are only our dreams? And there might be other people who have similar ones who can relate to it, support it. And I would just say to folks who may be laughing at these 36 questions that lead to love, if what you've been doing hasn't been working, one of the underdog tips is try something new. Try something different. So maybe not this, but try something different. It's a week of love, but that love can be with your family, with your friends, your business partners, and even your loved ones that you're romantically involved with.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.